It starts in the Middle Eastern country of Yemen. After more than 3 years of war there, the sides that are fighting have agreed to a ceasefire in Hodeidah. That's just one city in Yemen, but here's why this is significant. Hodeidah is a port. It's held by the rebels who are fighting the Yemeni government. It's under siege by the forces that support that government, and Hodeidah is an entry point for 70% of the humanitarian aid that Yemen gets from other countries. It needs it. In addition to the devastation caused by the war, the United Nations says that Yemen is the site of the world's worst famine in 100 years, and 20 million people there are said to be hungry. The ceasefire is one of the agreements that was reached this past week in Sweden, where the two sides fighting in Yemen's war have been meeting. They've been having their first direct talks in more than 2 years, and along with the ceasefire in Hodeidah, they agreed to exchange a number of prisoners and to try to reduce violence around another Yemeni city. The civil war extends well beyond the nation's borders. Saudi Arabia supports Yemen's government. Iran supports the rebels who are fighting Yemen's government. The civilians who are caught in the crossfire are suffering.